Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, Cinco de Mayo on 2022. Bye-bye. Well, I'll tell you what. I think the Cinco de Mayo got started with the protesters in the street, a revolucion, because that's what it really was, you see, a revolucion, all right? And the red-headed witch of Biden, the hacky-sacky, is now done next week, and the first LGBTQ black White House person is going to take her place. So that should be very interesting, all right? Now, let me tell you this. I think every day, you know, about what Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24, Luke 21, in Revelations, and you start to see it going down. You start to see it taking place, okay? You start to see it happening, all right? But let me just go quickly to some stuff here that I know. But first off, I'm going to have a prayer. Lord Jesus, will you go to J.D.? Will you go to J.D. in Illinois, Lord? Lord, you know what he needs. Lord, you know that he needs for you to touch him right now, right tonight at this time period, Lord. Touch him immediately so that he knows it's you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, if you'll provide him medical miracles with regards to his colon. And Lord Jesus, restore him back to health and wellness. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, Brother Quayle had a real good podcast. If you don't sign up for Steve's 2.0, Q-Files 2.0, or his different private briefings and all that, then be sure and do that because there's information there. But I'll tell you something. It's just like so many years. I've been on almost 18 years now with the haven't taken over Steve's program or been on one day a week with him, and then he just gave me the second day that he still had, and we've been doing it ever since. But I will say this. Long ago, we talked about and have on air talked about many times the and I read it, I think, again last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe a couple different programs ago. Albert Pike's Three World Wars, all right, and it sits right in there. But this is the Luciferian side, you see. This is the side, and for people who don't know about Albert Pike, he was a very bright, he was from Arkansas, he was spoke about 10 or 12 languages, maybe 13 languages or whatever. And he was a Civil War general and had an irregular cavalry. Now, his irregular cavalry had the most hot rod of the hot rods in the Confederacy. I mean, people who were really tough and who were really nasty. And then he also had renegade Indians, half-breeds of this, that, or the other, and even some black people in the cavalry. And their specialty was extreme brutality to the enemy, okay, whoever they considered the enemy or whatever town they rode into or whatever it was. And then they were so brutal, and they did a lot of beheadings. They beheaded a whole lot of people, put their heads up on the pikes, you know, that kind of stuff. And showed their card, showed their death card, showed their signature to them, you see. To whoever would then look at it. And they were so brutal and so nasty, okay, that Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, disbanded them. That's how bad they were. They were effective, but I'm going to tell you what, they were really beyond the pale, all right? So then the other thing about Pike is that he was the head, later became the head of all Freemasonry, and he was the creator of the 33rd degree, whose motto is Ordo Ab Chao, okay? Ordo Ab Chao. Out of the chaos comes the order. well, where has the stock market, the Dow, been fluctuating between 32 and 33 degrees here the last few days? It's up 900 or down 1,000 or up 1,000 or down. You see what I'm saying? And then I even have been going in more depth sometimes at what some of the numerals of the how many points went up, how many went down, that kind of stuff. I didn't check it today, but in the past two, three, 4 days, I've seen that they're showing things like, six is eight, or six equals eight, or, you know, that kind of stuff. A lot of sixes, a lot of eights, 13s, all kind of stuff, and then a lot of the numerals are 33s or 32s. Well, those are the degrees, you see. And it was said in Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, he says, tell it those of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer, the Lightbringer. Okay? That's where Pike was at. And then I have seen, I think, from a telescope, I suspect, possibly, in Eureka Springs, where I was at the big old hotel there, which has a view with a telescope off its back porch. But that hotel is weird. I talked about that on air when I was down there one time, is that I actually thought I saw a guy that was behind the counter that had the countenance and the look almost of Albert Pike, the long hair, everything, in a sense, working behind the counter. I don't know if that's the deal. But then that became a cancer cure hospital, quote unquote. And then there's all kind of death and the feeling of evil and spirits there that is just incredibly bad at that place. And I think there also are various witches and various people that live around there in houses in that area up on that hill that are of the Luciferian persuasion, all right? But as you look out on that vista from the back porch of that big hotel, allegedly, through their telescope, allegedly, you can see, like, up on a hillside, like in a kind of a meadow that's got trees on different areas, you can see, like, a Greek area where, like, a Greek, little grotto or garden of a Greek statuary, that kind of stuff. Like a little garden of whatever. Garden of Lucy. And because I'll tell you, it was rumored and alleged that for days on end that Pike would sit on a big throne chair out in the middle of the woods somewhere with a whole bunch of naked women and also naked guys and all kind of like big shot people. And they would feast and drink and have orgies for days and days and days and do Luciferian rituals. Perhaps they, in the course of some of the rituals may have killed somebody, you know, or executed or, you know, did a sacrifice, you see. And that's what Pike is. And that's why he wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini in 1871 that about the coming three world wars. Well, the reason that he did or could was because he knew the plan. And that is how far these Lucys, that's how far the Lucys plan ahead. The New World Order, the Lucys, the High Masonic, the whatever you're going to call them, the international bankers, whatever it is. It's the top slots of the money, the religion, the power, and the government, and the military, and the intelligence world. And here's the deal, because now on the abortion issue, it's not even a vote yet. It was just a leaked document that would be proposed to be a possible opinion of Judge Alito on a 5-3 decision to basically disband Roe versus Wade, but then send it back to the states so that each state could decide upon its own course about abortion and whether or not you can do it or how you can do it or how many weeks or all of that. But I'm going to tell you what, when you murder a child, and I can see some situations where if a mother is dying, you know, that kind of thing, I can see where if it was a problem birth, then it might not be the best thing to look at or to do it. But, I mean, that's a whole different thing than murdering a kid, okay? But I will say this. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. And the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, now here you go, to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And Pike then says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Well, that's going to start again, and it's starting already. I'm hearing reports of possibilities. Well, I did see that that the so-called peaceful protesters, there were three pro-life ministers were in front of the Supreme Court. And some of the protesters, the abortion, the baby killer protesters came in and they punched one of the ministers, took off. Well, then after the punch, then the cops came in. But then they wouldn't have let the guys, the ministers, go where they wanted to go to do the protest, which is over by the so-called lovey-doveys, you know, the murder protesters. So then they restricted their ability to protest in front of them. All right? They said, well, you're going to just kill, get yourself killed, or bup, bup, bup. Well, it ain't like that. It's just that you were ordered to suppress the protests of the pro-life ministers and then allow the other. And then they did allow them to hit the guy, and they didn't catch the guy, and they basically went free. Just like the prosecutor Gascon in California. The guy goes up on stage, attacks Dave Chappelle, the comic, at the Hollywood Bowl, and, you know, where the heck was security? They must have been eating a ham sandwich and were looking around at some of the girls or something, and they didn't catch the guy. Because he got all the way from the corner of the stage all the way up. And meanwhile, then after he gets on the ground, after Chappelle kind of wrestles him or pushes him down, then the guy from security comes running from that, stage left or stage right. Where was he at? You know, anyway. So the unleashing, here's the key. And that allegedly, that guy's allegedly some kind of a transgender or LGBTQ or 54739 or whatever. Because that comic had made a joke about all of the, you know, the queers or whatever. But the unleashed, the nihilists, and the atheists. And they shall provoke, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Well, that's getting ready to start again. We've already had that. And that's going to go again, and that's going to be the deal. And that's going to be, they're going to try to get the Senate on a vote for abortion or against abortion, and then they're going to sell it. And then all the Republicans out there, all of you thinking that, oh boy, all these top dog Republicans. And incidentally, the Karl Rove and the Bush Lucy Republicans, the so-called establishment Republicans, and I'm not all that hopped up on Trump, either. I never have really been, although he has done better than all these people in the past. But you ain't going to solve a major spiritual problem or a good versus evil problem with politicians, because politicians are by nature corrupt and mostly liars, okay? So they've got their little deal now. They're going to pour the Antifa money in. And what it starts to see, even in Gascon, he lets the guy out on a misdemeanor. He's going to prosecute him on a misdemeanor assault or something like that. All right? Yet he had a replica gun that he could push the button and the knife would come out the end, okay, or flip off the end, okay? He did not use that in the assault, but he had that on him. And certainly if you were getting charged with it, you would, they would add that charge on your deal and you'd be gone in a heartbeat. So we're going to have to fight about these. You're going to have to fight against them. And that's going to be the key. And then you're going to kick in to what I would call martial law. But then the X factor or the wild factor is does something happen on May 9th? Or the Memorial Day, you know, or something like that. Or do we wait longer the year? Putin could go and have his operation in the Yamanatu Mountain in the Urals, which is, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about a deep underground bunker. This thing is like square miles under the mountain. All tricked out, full of all the supplies, you know, hospitals, you know, communications, all the different things. Weaponry, electronics, all the stuff. Just like Mount Weather, just like Site R, Raven Rock, all right? Just like Mount Pony and a bunch of others. And previously, sort of like the Greenbrier was, all right? Which I've been in and looked at that, seen part of that. But this whole deal is, goes back to Lucifer's plan. God is in charge, but what people don't understand is that the Lord is saying, hey, you've got the freedom of will. You got your free will to do what you want to do, but when you do it, that's going to be it, you see. This is about the last time you go around, and if you're not right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, if you have not repented of your sin and asked Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you better do it. You better afford yourself for the last chance, the last ditch thing. Brother Quayle said, Jesus is the one that's going to come for us to rescue us when the time comes, not anybody else. I thought that was a real good podcast of Steve's. Many voices, or so many voices, one that he did in the last few days. So we're going to have to fight against all this stuff. Now, I've already heard, like I said, that the possibility of these abortion protesters, the rabid anti-religion, anti-baby, you know, the hardcores, that they're allegedly going to send some of them into pro-life Catholic churches and other pro-life Christian churches. I haven't heard about synagogues or shuls or anything like that, but I've heard about Catholic churches and also other pro-life Christian churches. And that they're talking about the potential for disrupting services or disrupting a mass and that kind of thing. And then I thought to myself, well, why in the heck don't churches have the security outside to preclude all of that? And then I thought about that. I thought about how you have possibly the false prophet sit in the Vatican. How you also have some of the high mucky muck Protestant church people, the big mega churches and stuff. Well, they don't seem to necessarily be talking about Jesus or be talking about sin or be talking about anything. They're not talking about necessarily the end times or how you should prepare, a la Matthew 25, or what you're preparing for, which is in Matthew 24. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Those are the beginning of sorrows, Lord Jesus says, the beginning of sorrows. Then it's really going to get nasty and mean. But let me tell you something. The key to having less fear all the time is to have Lord Jesus in your heart as your Savior. And He'll start to wash you clean if you get Him there. And He'll start to continue to bring you down the road. And when you know that you're with Him and that He's with you, and you know that if you were to lose your life on this planet, you know where you're going to go. You're going to go and have everlasting life with them in heaven, in our Father's heaven. And, you know, so that is the key. Remove the fear by getting with Jesus. And I guess Antifa is now threatened. Thank you there, Crazy Horse. If you burn our rights, we will burn your state. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm also hearing that some people who are going to services in concealed carry areas or states, they're taking their right to conceal carry with them. And that if anybody comes in to do any disruption or any hurting of people, there'll be some disruption of those who hurt. So I can't tell you to do that, but I'm going to tell you what, if my friends, family, the pastor or whatever were threatened by somebody coming in, I would sure step up to try to do whatever I could to stop those people from hurting them. Because the Lord Jesus has given you power and dominion over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the evil one. Well, I'm going to tell you what, all these people coming, I'm starting to see them. They're looking like serpents, and they're looking like they got a stinging tail to me. All right? Now, let me tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. We see a weakening of the military of the United States by sending all of our military equipment and the Big Red One, the 1st Infantry Division, out of Junction City in Kansas. You see, the 82nd Airborne, 101st Airborne. I think there's a lot of different Marines in the Baltics now and in Ukraine or Poland or Lithuania. And hello to Dunk in Lithuania with the Big Red One. Dunk, you dip them machine gun rounds, them BMG rounds in the garlic. You know what I'm saying, buddy? Anyway, I'm just teasing on that. But it's just a destruction of our capability. If we were to be attacked, or if an invasion were to come here, well, how do you say how could an invasion? Well, if you've got all of a sudden a lot of ships come in from out in the ocean into Los Angeles Harbor or Seattle or Portland or New Orleans or, you know, on the East Coast or wherever, you know, and all of a sudden come in, and then all of a sudden these things pop open. And you've got Red Chinese Commandos instead of the usual dope and slave girls from the East Bloc of the United States, you know, or the East Bloc of Europe, or from China. So we're sitting here, and we got Taiwan had ordered a long time ago howitzers. Artillery, 105 millimeters or 155 millimeter howitzers and stuff, and ammunition. Well, Biden just bumped their deliveries for this year, and all of that's going to the Ukraine. Well, you know, Red China Joe delivers what he was paid to deliver, you see. And now the question is, what are we going to do? When they come for you or come for me or come for us, And all you got to do is knock out the power grid, let it soak. Within 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States is dead, according to congressional testimony. It's not like the ice storm. If they pop hypersonically or whatever, cruise missile-wise, or drop it out of little Kimmy's satellites, Kim being North Korea, and has a stationary geosynchronous satellite over the center of the United States, and allegedly has two nuclear devices, he pops them out, kaboom, kaboom, there goes the grid. Electromagnetic pulse takes out the electronics and the grid and the power lines and the transformers and all the stuff. Take out your cell phone too, won't it? Take out this, that, and the other. Take out your cars. You'll have parking lots. All the big roads will be parking lots. Unless you got an old-timey 1950s or 60s bulldozer and plenty of diesel fuel, which doesn't exist anymore either. The stockpile of that is so low you couldn't even move, build the roads, you know? But it, let alone deliver every truck that needs to be delivered. All right? Highest price ever for diesel fuel. Lowest supplies, at least on the East Coast, for diesel fuel ever. So all of that's going on, and then they keep blowing up our food warehouses, food processing plants, you know, regional distribution centers for groceries, for Walmart in the Indy area, fertilizer plants, chemical plants, refineries, pipeline stations, all of the things, all of the derailed trains that I've told you about all these years. We've been tracking the cluster for some time. Since 2004, we've been tracking the clusters. But now here's what is going on now. Whilst we got busyness and the threat of a revolution inside the United States, okay, and martial law and revolution and burning down the cities and all the stuff again with the Antifa, BLM, the baby killers, the whole bit. While all of that's going on, they're going to try to possibly go to martial law with NORTHCOM, okay? And meanwhile, who's all in here now? Did you hear that some of the Afghani refugees that came over on the Big Bird plane, they're giving them each $475,000 to buy a house in Florida. Giving it to them. You are. You're paying the taxes to give them a $475,000 house. So somebody working hard is working three jobs in, pick a town, you know? Pick a town that's 50,000 or less, or 100,000, or 20,000, or 10,000. Pick one that's 10 or 15,000 where there's not a lot of industry there, all right? And maybe the house that you got, if you have a house, is 150,000, or 120,000, or 90,000, or whatever. Or you're living in an efficiency apartment, or a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom, you got bunk beds for the kids, you know. You got three kids sleeping in the one room while you and the wife sleep in the other. But you're going to give the Afghan refugees a $475,000 house in Florida. Well, that's just great. Just wonderful, isn't it? So you got all of this climate, all of this stuff. And what's Red China doing? They're kind of trying to lay low, but they're talking big a little bit. And they're keep buying gold, keep buying silver, keep buying food, keep partnering up with Russia, keep getting the oil. They get all the lithium-ion batteries because they have the lithium deal in Afghanistan. And now they have all that military equipment over there for the Taliban to help guard the Red Chinese thing, because they're going to get a cut from them on the lithium mines. They don't know about the gold mines yet necessarily, or the oil fields or gas fields, but all of that's sitting there. Third largest undeveloped there is. Meanwhile, we've shut down all production here. Who did? Red China Joe, who thinks anybody that voted for Trump, any MAGA supporter, Make America Great Again, is what MAGA stands for. Well, he certainly is trying to destroy America in a Luciferian wet dream, you see. Oh, well, he's not. He's a Catholic. No, he ain't. Not if he's for killing babies. And he used to be against abortion. They show it on television. But now he's totally the other way. The only thing lower than a child molester is a politician. That's a quote from the actor Rip Torn as an old Texas sheriff telling Nick Nolte in the movie, who is playing a Texas Ranger, about politicians. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. Taiwan, there's different islands, the Penghu Islands and different islands, but there's islands that are close by to the main Formosa or Taiwan, okay, island, and that the Red Chinese are going to apparently attack that, you know, with missiles and then bring in invasion forces and bombers and all the typical things, okay, an attack on a nation and then invasion. Well, sitting out there on one of those islands to try to impede the progression of a Chinese fleet to attack, or landing craft and whatever to attack, or planes, sits on the island doing drills a large number of Taiwanese Marines. Now, there have been, and I've reported this before, there have been U.S. Marines there with them, and probably still are. So the fact is that the Red Chinese are going to be contested. But here's what they've been doing. Now, this is what I've heard. I'm going to tell it to you quick so that we don't get bumped or anything like that. What I've heard from the deep background sources is that the Red Chinese are utilizing large tunnel boring machines like the nuclear ones that the U.S. used to use to do all the underground tunnels in the United States. It still does. You can probably see online tunnel boring machine or nuclear tunnel boring machine, U.S. Air Force or RAND Corporation or some kind of a thing like that. And it's a huge tunnel boring machine, and it goes through. They can go about, I think, close to 20 miles a day, and it leaves the slick finished walls and all of the trailings and tailings go out the back, or they're burnt or slickified using a nuclear rotating drill that goes through and chews all of it up and then shoots it backwards. So they don't have to have truck after truck to remove it and take it. It disappears. It basically gets consumed, in a sense, if you will. But the Red Chinese are using, apparently, some of these tunnel borers, and they're tunneling underneath. Now, listen to me carefully. Listen up over there. Yeah, I see you. Right, you stopped what you was doing, didn't you? Okay, listen up. The Red Chinese are using tunnel boring machines to bore under the seabed. You got the water up here. You got the bottom of the seabed or the bottom of the floor of the ocean or the strait there. Between mainland China and Taiwan, and they're boring under the seabed, deep under the seabed, a tunnel over to mainland Taiwan somewhere. Don't know where, but allegedly it's at a spot which is less than 250-foot depth of water. Well, in the middle of the strait, there's places that it's only about 165. How do I know that? Because I know somebody that sails in that area. And I will tell you this. The plan for the Red Chinese, if it goes 20 miles a day, and let's say they've been working on this for the last 6 months, well, you think they might be there or close to it? I think they might be. And it's so far down deep, they're not picking it up necessarily unless they're looking for it. in Taiwan. But if Taiwan is being denied weaponry by Red China Joe, howitzers and things like that, and shells for same, and other weaponry, and it's their weaponry will be postponed off to like 2026 or 2027. Well, if Red China goes in, they ain't going to be there. We say, well, by golly, we got our Navy over there, bup, bup, bup. Well, Red China Joe's just liable to give rules of engagement against the Red Chinese that guarantee that the Red Chinese take out our fleet. Or our fleet gets snapshotted or sucker punched right off the bat. By hypersonic weaponry of the Red Chinese. Or Russia or North Korea or whoever. And meanwhile, we were some of the ones that invented the stuff in the first place. And we ain't been able to perfect it yet. Horse hockey. Direct sabotage. What happens when you win World War II and every country on the planet except Finland owes you money? You got 56% of the industrial output of the planet. You're the only people that have the atomic bomb, okay? And you defeated the armies of the Axis, Germany, Japan, Italy. And how do you lose? Well, yeah, they did at least make the Bretton Woods Agreement that said that the dollar is going to be the reserve currency. And then the New York bankers and then London bankers who owned the New York bankers started loaning money to everybody all throughout Europe. But none of that's ever been paid off either. The way you lose when you have a royal flush hand is somebody folds the hand, okay? So if the Red Chinese are tunneling, and I believe they are because my information on this is pretty darn good, I suggest that the high mucky-mucks of the Taiwanese military, who will be told of this, I'm sure, somebody might already have told them, okay, that they need to be looking down below and also they need to have their agents in mainland China, the Taiwanese agents in mainland China, need to be finding out where the Chinese are in the deep underground starting to tunnel, all right? And they should be able to find that out. And you should be able to detect them, perhaps with you drill down with some kind of a muon type of system. A muon drilling, you drill down with the muon and you let the muon spread out and they show you all kind of plays. You possibly might be able to do it with some kind of a penetrating LIDAR. I don't know. But whatever it is that the Taiwanese need to do, they need to do what they can do right now to stop that tunnel. Because that tunnel is going to come right up in Taiwan proper. Not go to the islands. It's going to bypass the defensive islands, the Penghu's and others. Because the ones real close to the mainland China, the Red Chinese can overrun them. The ones closer to the main island of Taiwan, say maybe like the Penghu's and stuff, they're going to be different. All right? They'll be different. Well, what you're talking about is nuclear war. But you're talking about a scenario where the Red Chinese could pop right up, not in downtown Taipei, but they could drill a tunnel and maybe pop up in a rural area and then kaboom, out come the tanks, roll them on through. Well, how do you do that, Hawk? It's under the seabed. Yes. And we've told you about for years the Isle of Dr. Moreau, that you go to a little atoll called Nell Island or something like that. Nell, it's in the South Pacific. And not too far from the Kwajalein and all of that, but it's Nell. And there was the original island of Doc Moreau. And you go up there, they got a blockhouse used to, and they had a dock, and you went up there, and the guys back in 69, when some people were vectored to it, and it didn't even appear on a chart, after they'd seen a U.S. spy ship had seen a diamond-shaped UFO hovering not too far out and not too far up, and they had all their guns trained on it, all right? They reported it per protocols to the NSA. They reported the protocols of an alien craft, description and everything from, I believe, Special Operations Document 101, perhaps. And they were then told, go to such and such coordinates on the map. Well, there's no island or nothing there. So they did what they were told, but the captain and all the people and the radio people and the navigators, the XOs, they said, well, there's nothing there. So they go there and they find Little Nell. And there's some guys that prior to the Star Wars movie were happened to be in ceramic body armor with laser rifles. But they were probably U.S. Marines or something, you see, who had been there for quite some time, or Army or whoever it was. And they were escorted on up, or SEALs, but they were escorted on up to the top. Just who? The captain, radio, a few different people, XO, and, you know, a chief. And then everybody else had to stay on the boat. So they get up there and they get up in the blockhouse. There's an elevator that goes whoosh, goes way down under the seabed, and it opens up and it's miles long and multiple football fields wide, and there's 40, 50, 60 foot high ceilings. And then as you go on down, there's all kind of, there's happens to be all kind of doctors and lab coats and scientists, American ones, German ones, maybe some French ones, all the different things. And then you see some hybrid aliens, and you see some different stuff down there. And you see genetic experiments. You see propulsion experiments. You go on further down, they're working on weapons. You go further down next to this area where it's a big, like, almost like a glass door, or perhaps it's a force field. It's probably a glass type door. And our plexiglass are strong, okay, very strong. And then in that scenario, we're sitting three different types of UFOs, all right? So, yes, and one of them was the diamond-shaped craft that had been seen by a certain ship, all right? The Isle of Doc Moreau. And then after, right before George W. Bush, one of his final acts was to declare that area of the South Pacific, that area in there, off limits from any scientific exploration. Because that's one of the secret bases, if not the big secret base, that's underneath the seabed, you see. So that can be done. They can drill underneath the seabed. I mean, tunnels are done all the time. You go through what? New York City to Jersey, right? You go in other places, Boston, and different places like that. You go through the big tunnels, right? And you're under the water. And you got automobile tunnels, you got train tunnels, and the whole bit. So we're getting ready to go into where Russia's rehearsing nuclear attacks, all right? And they're looking at, according to Hal Turner, Russia rehearsed a nuclear attack launched from Kaliningrad against European NATO targets. They're doing drills with them. But you see, they got hypersonic missiles now. And a hypersonic missile, and the Chinese, when they did theirs, they had one in low orbit, and then boom, in 2 minutes, they vectored it down in less than 2 minutes, exploded in the ocean somewhere where they wanted to explode. Russia's had the same thing. India has the same thing, even second generation. The Indians do. Little Kim might have them. But the U.S.'s don't work. So even if you didn't have those, you still have cruise missiles, which are still plenty fast. You still have ICBMs, and you still have bombers that can launch cruise missiles or drop bombs, smart bombs, you see. Or you can have somebody like, what was his name? The Joker Tut, Abomination of Desolation, right? Who I think still runs the show in the Beijing world, the Red China Joe world, through Valerie Jarrett, perhaps, and others, and what have you. But I think he's still behind the scenes, bucking for the Antichrist job, okay? Waiting for Lucifer to give him the power and overlay him, you see, and then put him in position, perhaps. And it may be him, may not be him. But he's still a good candidate for it. Of his own accord. Or maybe he's just going to be Hanuman, the ring he wears. But there was a reason that flies flew around him, and that there was a sort of a, certain people talked about an odd odor that he had that may have had a sulfuric kind of smell to it. A little different than normal BO. And it's not because he's half white, half black, no. It's because he's Luciferian. And then Red China Joe was turned into a Luciferian communist scumbag, just like the Obama, Luciferian communist scumbag. And the fact of the matter is that you've got, what are they going to do? Now, who have they got? They've got their Commissar Mayorkas. Commissar Mayorkas, who knows nothing about his Mary Poppins Skankiewicz. Mary Poppins Skankiewicz. No, 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 all those Republicans are disinformers and ha, 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 and all that stuff. But he knew nothing about any of all of that. Of course not, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. We're headed for some kind of a reckoning here. And where are we headed? We're headed to exactly, if you have not read it, you say, well, Hawkeye quotes that. Well, when was the last time you read it? Or read it to your children or your grandkids? Matthew 24, King James Version. And then you can read Luke 21. Then you can read Matthew 25. The wise and foolish virgin, the parable of, and how the wise had lamp oil for their lamps and extra wicks. And when the bridegroom came, the foolish virgin said, oh, give us of your oil, for we don't have any. And they say, no, you go to them that sell and buy your own oil. So they go, and the foolish ones go, and they don't have it, so they go to buy oil. Then the bridegroom comes, and then the wise virgins go in, and the door is shut. And then the foolish ones come, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So that's the answer to those who have made fun of you and told you you're full of crap all these years. And when the time comes, they want to come into your inner circle. And then they want to be in charge of your food supply. They want a drink of your water that you put into barrels or containers or you've duly filtered as you collect it daily and filter it through your Berkey or whichever water filtration system you've got. They want to hide in your expedient shelter or your bunker or your, you know, root cellar, you know, and protect themselves from the nukes. But it ain't going to go that way. You just tell them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Or you might say, I'll take your children, and I'll take care of them. I've got some food for them. But for you, no. So we're getting ready for Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Luke 21 has a little bit more of a, almost like a martial law, doesn't it? Then you've got Demeter Dudeman. Brother Quayle talked about Dudeman's prophecies and predictions. And also about Henry Gruber's. And A.A. Allen's. You ought to look those up and read them. Because I'll tell you, it'll make you go to the grocery store and lickety-split. It'll make you go to the firearms store and lickety-split. Make you go to Walgreens or CVS or Buy Right or something and get you a lot of medical supplies, all right? And when we talk about medical supplies, we ain't talking about Band-Aids. You need blood soaker bandages, you know, military-type blood soakers. You need the stuff that is the that will stop the bleeding. Stuff you sprinkle on that will stop bleeding and clot the blood. You need all of those kind of things. You need splints, you know, for your arms, for your ankle, for your leg. You need the ACE bandages. You need basic alcohol and gauze and a surgical kit. You need the where there is no doctor, where there is no dentist. You need the dental kits. You also need the Special Forces guide to battlefield surgery. Yes, Special Forces and battlefield surgery. I mean, if you're in there and you don't have it and you don't know what to do and you got somebody spurting blood, you're going to take a hemostat or a clamp. You're going to go in there and probably clamp it down, or at the very least put a tourniquet on it and then clamp it. But you're going to try something to save somebody. All the stuff old Hawk has talked about. Perhaps your fish need to make sure they have a lot of antibiotics, like 500 milligram amoxicillin, cephalexin, ciprofloxacin, doxycycline. It would be not the 500 milligram, but 100 milligram or something like that. Or the Zucazole and the Zithromycin and all that kind of stuff, Zithromax. They're all there. You better get them. Can you imagine if you had a barn filled with Mountain House, with fish antibiotics, with ammunition? Would that be a better investment right now than what it looks like it's going to be for the Dow Jones Industrial Average or some bonds? Gold went up $26 today. But see, they're suppressing gold, silver, platinum, so that the big dukes, the big Chinese, the Russians, can still get you to turn yours over, you see. Oh, I better get into crypto. I better get into crypto. Crypto is now going to all be taken. The regular dollar is going to go out the wazoo. Well, they hit the nuclear weapon that pops the power grid, EMP, bop, bop, bop. And then there goes all the banks. And there goes all the stock accounts and mutual funds and all the bond trading and all the stuff gone. If you don't have it in your hand, as Brother Steve Quayle said years ago, you ain't got it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and wanted. Let me tell you. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a silver quarter, a dime, a silver dollar, whatever. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and return it to you 10,000-fold. The Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com or at 406-586-4840. You can get gold or silver if they've got it. And if they've got it, they'll get it to you quick. Well, let me tell you, it's starting to disappear. Starting to disappear. They can also get you high-quality night vision. They can get you good-quality radiation detectors. All right? You can get information from Brother Quayle through his podcasts, the QPOS 2.0 and the private briefings, which you can subscribe to. his Mega Drought video or DVD should be get one of those and give it to everybody, one of your neighbors, particularly if you're on the West Coast, from the West Coast on in. And then if you're up around Seattle way and all of that, they're talking about already, they're practicing the state FEMA and the national FEMA and stuff, have giant maps of the Seattle area and of northern Washington showing all of the locations and all the different stuff. And they have giant maps that are big enough for them to walk on as men and women. And they're working on what to do in case of a 9.0 earthquake, say, in the Seattle area. Okay? A liquefaction 9.0. And the whole Cascadia, as Brother Quayle talked about for years now. Old Cascadia getting ready to blow from Shasta on up. And quakes and topsy-turvy and all the fault lines going gazoop. The water going bye-bye, which has already gone bye-bye because of weather warfare. You got 15 inches of snow in Nebraska. Well, that's hitting the end of the winter wheat. That's destroying winter wheat in the field, freezing it. But it should be warming up so they could then plant corn and soybeans and things as well, all right? And then on top of Hawaii, on the mountain, Mauna Kea, snow. People, it's May, all right? And then the loony balloons, regards whether Red Chinese own them or DARPA Dicky-dicky-daka-dakas who are in league with the Red Chinese, under Red China Joe, who got paid $1.45 billion, allegedly, don't you know? That'll buy a president. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for you to prepare in earnest. Don't go into their loose spirit and knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your home, your business, your bill of rights. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology. You right now, you should know where the tanks are coming. You could penetrate down to where they're at with your weaponry from space. Or you could just shine the old spotlight on them, you know, and tell the Taiwanese where they're at and how they might go about getting them. But the weather warfare, you can put the stop to that tonight if the Lord will allow it. Bandego Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, an old road and track. A little L, Lord Jesus loves you guys. Stay on your ninja routines, but also stick with the fire. Now, the English, warning, all of the different studies. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, people. Good night.